Phillips and Papier, like these urgent care today's date is 04/21/2022. Dictation is for Miss Tammy Ellis. Ellis spells E-L-L-I-S. Tammy spells T-A-M-M-Y. Date of birth is 11/12/1959. This is a 62-year young lady here for routine follow-up period. Patient has a history of tobacco use disorder, hypertension, neuropathy, diabetes type 2, anxiety, and hypercholesterolemia. Is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refilled? She states since her last visit she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Period. Stated that she DC'd the simvastatin because whenever she takes it, it causes her horrible stomach upset, period, and is seeking another treatment option, period. Another treatment option for a cholesterol, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed over negative, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert-oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat 97% of mean blood pressure 184/85, pulse 92, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft. Distended secondary to obesity. No rebound, no guarding. No tenderness to palpation, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities. Full range of motion for upper and lower extremities. No discomfort to range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert, oriented, time 3, cranial nerves, 3, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is tobacco use disorder. Assessment number 2 is side effects from simvastatin. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, neuropathy. Number 5, diabetes type 2. Number 6, anxiety. Number 7, hypercholesterolemia, period. Next paragraph, patient We'll be starting on fenofibrate, 145 milligrams daily in the place of simvastatin, period. She will take this medication for 90 days. Next medication, metoprolol, tartrate, 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, clonazepam, 0.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, amlodipine, 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, metformin, 1,000 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, glimepiride, 4 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Wellbutrin, 150 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 30 days, number 60. Open parentheses, this is for tobacco use disorder. / cessation, close parentheses. Next medication, gabapentin, 400 milligrams. This is be increased from last prescription of 300 milligrams because she stated that apparently the 300 milligrams is not as effective as it used to be. We start 400 milligrams, 1 PO TID. For 90 days, number 270. Next medication, Humulin, 100 units. This is Humulin N. She will take 10 units daily for 90 days, number 900 units. Next medication, she was given insulin syringes prescription. Next medication, Lisinopril/HCTG20/25. She will take 1 pill daily for 90 days. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.